Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 14, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 13. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Accept other believers who are weak in faith, and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. For instance, one person believes it's all right to eat anything, but another believer with a sensitive conscience will eat only vegetables. Those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't. And those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do, for God has accepted them. Who are you to condemn someone else's servants? Their own master will judge whether they stand or fall. And with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. In the same way, some think one day is more holy than another day, while others think every day is alike. You should each be fully convinced that whichever day you choose is acceptable. Those who worship the Lord on a special day do it to honor him. Those who eat any kind of food do so to honor the Lord, since they give thanks to God before eating. And those who refuse to eat certain foods also want to please the Lord and give thanks to God. For we don't live for ourselves or die for ourselves. If we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be Lord both of the living and of the dead. So why do you condemn another believer? Why do you look down on another believer? Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For the scriptures say, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will declare allegiance to God." Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. Once again, that was Romans chapter 14 verses 1 through 13 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. How do you deal with disagreements? Most people know that we will disagree, but sometimes Christians think that we will agree on all matters of faith. The Bible, however, does not teach this. There are matters that are core to the gospel and must be preserved. Paul wrote the letter of Romans for this exact reason. There are matters of clear sin, described in the last chapter, and not issues of debate. And there are matters of difference, understanding, personality, and conscience. This doesn't mean we can't debate or discuss. In fact, these verses are an invitation to talk with grace and love over matters of disagreement with other Christians. An often used quote is, quote, "In the essentials unity, in the non-essentials freedom, and in all things love," end quote. Christians sometimes disagree most passionately with other Christians, even resorting to attacks that divide and hurt the body of Christ. In Paul's time, the Christians disagreed on matters of food and holidays. He taught them to allow for different opinions and welcome those who we view as, quote, "weaker," end quote, as dearly loved brothers and sisters. Each Christian has the Holy Spirit who helps us in our weakness, earlier we read in chapter 8 and verse 26, and helps us overcome our weaknesses. A believer must follow their conscience because God will judge each person and give an account of our actions, Paul writes in verses 10 through 12. We do not live or die for ourselves but for the honor of the Lord, referencing to verses 7 through 8. So let everything you do be for his glory. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How are you with disagreements with other Christians in matters of freedom? Are you willing to have the hard conversations on the essential matters like the gospel or integrity? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.